trip to the Apache Indians. She was in her vehicle and was so excited about the outreach that she ran out of gas about a mile past the last gas station. She walks all the way back, and the attendant said, "Ma'am, I'd really like to help you out. I just don't have a container that you can put the gas in." So she pressed him a little bit, and he said, "Well, there's a shed in the back. Let me go and see if I can find something for you." So the gentleman goes to the back, starts hunting through the shed, and the only thing he could find was an old bedpan. She said, "Well, that'll be fine, anything that'll hold the gas." So she has some gas in the bedpan and very carefully now is walking a mile back to her car, not wanting to spill 1 ounce. About the time she was pouring the contents of the bedpan into the gas tank, a truck driver pulls up and he says, "I wish I had your faith, sister." Joseph and Mary didn't have a car, but they had a lot of faith because they were to take a 70-mile-plus trek all the way from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. And you know why they go? Because one high-ranking government official said, "You have to obey an edict that I have just given." Would you turn with me, please, to Luke chapter 2 for our text? And as you're turning to Luke chapter 2, can I ask you just two questions? Number one, why should you submit to governing authorities? God has, if you will, established three institutions. One that he has established is the home from Genesis chapter 2. He's also established a government, Genesis chapter 9. And then lastly, if you will, he has also established the church. All three institutions carry authority. Why should you submit to any of those authorities? And then the second question is this: what might God accomplish if you choose to submit to those authorities? Think about it. Here we go. Luke chapter 2. Let me read it to you. Verses 1 through 7. Isn't it great to be at the end of June and doing Luke chapter 2? Singing Christmas songs. People walk in and go, "What's wrong with those people?" No, we understand. We're just in Luke chapter 2 today. Okay, here we go. "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there is no room for them in the inn." Let's pray together. Father, we just love your inspired word. We thank you for Dr. Luke that penned this gospel. We thank you how the Spirit of God governed him as he wrote. But Father, most certainly this book was not just for that first generation, but Lord, the timeless truths apply to our lives today. And I pray that you would illuminate our minds. May we see just what you have done in this account and how we need to practice the principles that have been entrusted to us. Guide us by your most powerful Holy Spirit, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. A decree goes forth that the Roman world needed to be numbered. And it was during the time of Caesar Augustus. Caesar is the title, Augustus is the name. He ruled from, if you will, 27 BC to AD 14. But when you come to verse